anniversary of the miracle of the sun, October 13th, 1917. The sun was 70,000 people in Portugal witnessed the sun dancing in the sky and then falling down to the earth. It seemed like the sun had abandoned God's law, that law of gravity that makes the earth, that law that keeps the whole order of the universe in place. Well, while the sun was dancing and when it was falling down to the earth, people fell to their knees. And after they fell to their knees, the sun returned to its proper place in the heavens. God's order was restored. And I kind of think that seems like a prophetic miracle. Like we kind of live in a world where the world has abandoned God's law. You and I are kind of in free fall, or at least the universe seems to be in free fall. It's a free fall toward hell. We've abandoned God's truth. We've denied his truth. But what that miracle says is that prayer is necessary, as that gospel says. To turn back to God, to fall to our knees, is the one thing necessary for God's order to be restored. Okay? And at Fatima, the Blessed Virgin Mary said, God's order will be restored. She said, error would spread, but my immaculate heart would triumph. An era of peace would come to the world. Peace means my will in harmony with God's will. Okay? And so we look forward, actually, to this era of peace. Pope Benedict visited Fatima not too far back, and he said, heaven itself was opened over Portugal, like a window of hope that God opens when man closes the door to him. Okay. So, like a window of hope that God opens when man closes the door to him. And the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima asked for three things: prayer, repentance, and reparation. And she asked for prayer in 1917 because the 20th century would be a time when man closed the door to God. Like communism throws God out of his own world. Secularism puts God in the closet. Okay. But prayer invites God back into his own world. Okay. Prayer acknowledges God. Prayer humbles us before God, shows gratitude. Prayer is the response of love to God's goodness. And the truth is, when we lose our sense of God, we lose our sense of man. When we lose our awareness of God, we lose our sense of the dignity of man, that we're made in his image and likeness. An embryo becomes a science project. Okay? That's the world in which we live. The mother of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas once said that when they threw God out of the schools went to hell. Okay. It's the principle that exit Jesus Christ, enter Satan. Okay. That the further we push God out, the deeper into hell we fall. But like we say, prayer invites God. Prayer is the remedy. Prayer is the antidote for what, as the world needs most, to beg God to come out of the closet, to rise up again in his own world, okay, to defeat the forces of evil. At the turn of this 20th century, the Pope at the time said that the sin of the 20th century is the denial of sin. And it's really the denial of truth. Pope Benedict said that. He said relativism is the main problem in the world today. Relativism denies right and wrong. It says what's true for you is not necessarily true for me. You have your truth, I have my truth. Okay, that's relativism. Okay, the Catholic Church believes that there's one truth. What's true for you, what's true for me is true for everyone. And that's why the second thing that the Blessed Virgin Mary asked for was repentance. Okay? Because repentance begins with that conviction of truth. Okay? We first have to be convicted of sin. Okay? To be convicted of sin, we have to see the truth. Okay? That's the light of God's grace. Just like the sun illumines the world, it's the light of the Holy Spirit that illumines us to see the truth. Like we say, the world is in denial. And the world needs to recognize that truth exists. Like there's a book called Why Johnny Can't Tell Right from Wrong. And it, basically we are not allowed to teach the truth. Not allowed to teach right and wrong in schools, public schools. Okay, they tell people to choose your own values. Okay, you choose your values, I'll choose my values. Everything becomes subjective. There's no right and wrong objective. Like the Catholic Church would say that the truth in religion is as objective as the truth in mathematics. Okay, in mathematics, you wouldn't say you have your truth, I have my truth. Okay. What's true for you is true for me. It's true for everyone. Okay? So that danger of, like we say, there are some things that are subjective. What's your favorite flavor ice cream? We can all decide that for ourselves, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. But other things are subjective. And unfortunately, the way they teach values in public schools is subjectively. You're a virgin, that's fine. You're sexually active, you're fine. You're gay, that's fine. Okay? Everything becomes subjective. No objective right and wrong answers. Okay? And the third thing that the Blessed Virgin Mary asked for was reparation. Okay? Like Father Barron says that if something is bent, in order to straighten it out, you have to bend it backwards on itself. Okay? And humanity is bent out of shape. Okay? So it's necessary, in order to straighten out, we have to kind of bend it back on itself. That's what reparation is. By sinning, we claim what is not ours. So by reparation and satisfaction, we deprive ourselves in order to honor God. Okay? Whether it's the goods of soul, of body, or of the external goods of the world. By prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, okay, we bend ourselves back on ourselves. We get ourselves back into shape by reparation. One example is a young girl who was beatified last month, Chiara Badano. She died at the age of 19. At the age of 17, she found that she had bone cancer. When she was given the news, she vowed to accept it as God's will. She said, if you want it, Jesus, so do I. Okay? If you want it, Jesus, so do I. Okay? To offer ourselves in reparation, okay, in order to bring the world back to God. Okay? Sometimes we don't have to make extraordinary sacrifices, just being faithful to those ordinary duties of our state in life. Okay, because, like we say, since the world indulges in pleasures of this world contrary to the will of God, self-denial, reparation is what's necessary to bring the world back to God. In fact, the Blessed Virgin Mary taught the children of Fatima the sacrifice prayer. O my Jesus, it is for the love of thee, in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and for the conversion of poor sinners. Okay? And so the whole history of the world is that Christianity stands opposed to the world. They say first Christianity was ignored, then it was opposed, then Christians were persecuted, then legally forbidden to practice their faith, and finally martyred, fed to the lions. Okay? And by enduring that persecution, the world is restored to God, can come back to God. Okay? So God's plan for the world will be victorious. Like we say, my immaculate heart will triumph. She said, even though error would spread, an era of peace would come into the world, and finally my immaculate heart would triumph. The Blessed Virgin Mary's point was that there is no stopping God. Okay? God permits evil, but he does not permit evil to have the final word. Okay? And this plan of God, you and I can hasten the victory. The Blessed Virgin Mary asked us to pray the rosary every day. Okay? We can hasten that triumph. So we pray that we will like heed that message of Fatima by prayer, by conversion. Conversion maybe not from big sin, but maybe from mediocrity to totality. And by reparation, by offering the duties, our ordinary works up, and also the sacrifices that God invites us to make.